This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal officials are warning that fentanyl poisonings in Colorado remain stubbornly high and that dealers are creating new pills that could confuse people. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The number of fentanyl-related deaths in Colorado mostly plateaued last year from the year before. But law enforcement says many of the new illegal products are designed to look like legitimate medications. Drug officials have also confiscated colorful pills that look like Tums and pills stamped with Amazon Prime smiley logos that could potentially trick people. The number of fentanyl-related deaths quadrupled in Colorado between 2019 and 2021. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The election equipment tampering trial for former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is being delayed for a second time. Peters was supposed to go on trial in March, then August, on charges that she helped outside people violate the security of her office's election equipment. Now the trial has been pushed back to October. Peters was looking for evidence of election tampering, but none of those claims have been substantiated. The judge agreed to delay the trial in order to give the prosecution more time to prepare. The U.S. Justice Department has filed a civil suit against former Denver Broncos linebacker Bill Romanowski. He's accused of owing more than $15 million in back taxes related to his nutritional supplement business. CU head football coach Deion Sanders is having emergency surgery today. Doctors are treating two blood clots in his legs. Sanders lost two toes to blood clots in 2021. This is CPR News.